Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves at the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Bet, that's 6b, and we are at the Mishnah about two-thirds of the way down the page. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. Up until this point, we've been almost exclusively talking about agricultural work that you're allowed to do or not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed during the intermediate days of the festival, and also agricultural work that you are or not, are not allowed to do on sabbatical years. Now we switch. We're still going to talk about sabbatical work, about agricultural work, but the work is not directly related to the fields. What we're going to be talking about here is dealing with pests that may affect your crops. So the Mishnah says, Tzadin et ha'ishut v'et ha'achbarim. You may trap the moles and the mice or the rats, mistei ha'ilan, from an orchard, a field of trees, umistei alavan, and from a grain field, kidarko b'moed u'b'shvid, in the regular way that you would trap these pests on the intermediate days of the festival, Chol HaMoed, and on the sabbatical year. In other words, if you don't trap these moles and mice, they are going to eat up your produce. The moles have tunnels under the ground, and they eat the roots of your produce. And the mice also will come and eat the fruits before you can harvest them. So you have to get rid of these pests. And you're allowed to get rid of these pests on the festival, because if you don't do them, you will suffer an irretrievable loss. And the same thing is true related to Shvi, to the sabbatical year. V'chachamim omrim, the sages say, mistei ha'ilan kedarko, from a grain field you can trap them in the regular way, u'mistei ha'lavan shelo kedarko, and from an orchard you can trap them in the regular way. If they're trees, you can trap them in the regular way. And from a grain field, you have to trap them in an unusual way. Just like on Shabbos, if you do something in an atypical way, it becomes less severe. So here too, you can do it in an atypical way. And the reason for this is that these particular pests, moles and mice, are apparently very dangerous and damaging to trees and to orchards, but are less damaging and dangerous to grain fields. So since they are most dangerous to trees, you can trap them in the regular way. But since they have less of a threat to grain fields, you have to trap them in an unusual way. In fact, it seems like the main threat from having these pests in the grain field is that they will then spread from that field into your orchards. Now, it is strange that the Chachamim here, who have been consistently makiel, have been consistently lenient throughout the tractate so far, would be more severe here. And the Tanakhama says that you can do both of them, both trappings, in a regular way. And here they're saying that in a grain field, you have to trap them in a shelo kedarko, in an unusual way. And in fact, there is another girsa that says this is not the sages, but this is Rabbi Yehuda, and that might make more sense. Okay, the second part of the Mishnah says, umakrin et ha-pirtza b'moed u'bashvid, bone kedarko. If one has a gap that happens, something, a part of their wall falls down, so part of the boundary on their property falls down, you may fix it on Chol HaMoed and on the sabbatical year, and you can fix it in its regular way. So you're allowed to repair damage to the wall on Chol HaMoed. Okay, Gemara. My Ishut, what are these pests that are called Ishut? We've already told you that they're moles. Rav Yehuda, Birya She'en La'inayim. Rav Yehuda says it is a particular creature that has no eyes. Now, it's true, actually, that moles do have eyes, but they live underground all the time, and their eyes basically are useless, and they're almost like they don't exist. So they really don't use them at all. Amar Rav Abar Yishmael V'itema Rav Yemar Bashlemya. Mikra, what is the source for this? How do we know that an Ishut is that? So it comes from a particular verse that's found in Tehillim Nunchet. And the verse is, so it's Tehillim Nunchet Pasuk Tet, so Psalms 58:9. Kemo shablul temes yahaloch, just like a snail that melts and disappears. Rashi says that as a snail, slides along the ground, it leaves a trail of slime behind it. Nefel eshet balchazu shamesh. so also like the fall of a mole who never sees the sun. So the mole who lives in the tunnels underground is called here in Tehillim an eshet. So they use that slightly differently as an ishut here in the Mishnah, but that's the Tanakh source that it is a mole. Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis taught, tzadina ta ishut ve'ata achbarim mistea lavan. You may trap the moles and the mice from a grain field, umisteilan, and from an orchard, kidarko, in the regular way. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Now here, this particular Braita adds in one extra piece of information that wasn't in the Mishnah. It says, umacharivin chorein malim. You may also destroy anthills or ant colonies. So ants can also be a kind of a pest in certain kinds of fields. And here it adds in that you can destroy these ant colonies. Ketzad macharivin, how do you destroy them? What is the regular way of destroying them? Rashbag omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, mevi afar michor zem. This is referring to the ant colonies. You bring some of the dirt from one colony, vinotein letoch chor zeh, and you put it into the anthill of the other colony. And then they kill each other. That's what it seems to be like. Ants have a very high alert level to protect their colony. So if you bring in some of the dirt from another colony, which will include some other ants, when they see foreign ants and foreign soil in their area, they'll attack each other, and the two ants will kill each other, and then they do the work, which is kind of an interesting commentary on dealing with enemies in general. You don't always have to kill your enemy directly. Sometimes you could just make your enemies fight each other, and if they destroy each other, then you are scot-free. So here, we're just getting the ants to fight each other, and then you don't even have to bother killing them yourself. Amar Rav Yemar bar Shlemya Mishmei da Abayi. Rav Yemar says in the name of Abayi, V'hu dekai betrei avrei nara. This is only going to work. This does not seem to be halachic. This seems to be good agricultural advice. This only works if the two anthills are found on two sides of the river. V'hu deleka gishra. And that's assuming that there's no bridge over the river, because then the ants will be accustomed to going over the river one side to the other, and they'll be familiar with it. V'hu deleka gamla, and even if there's no smaller bridge that's over the river, v'hu deleka mitzra, and not even a plank, like a little narrow strip of wood that goes over the river. Anything that goes over the river, and the ants will be familiar with the dirt and the other ants. It has to be far enough away that they don't recognize them at all. Ad kama, how far away does it have to be? Ad parsa, up until a parasang, up until a parsa away, that's how far you have to do it in order for this to work so that the ants will destroy each other. We're going to stop there at the top of Zion Amud Aleph, but we'll continue with the ways of getting rid of moles and mice in our next recording. Have a wonderful day.